Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, and welcome to Everything is Fine, a podcast for women over 40. We're your hosts. I'm Kim France.
And I'm Jen Romolini. And Kim France, I had crash an episode in on you because our producer was going out of town. And we're doing this after hours. And
Here's what happened. This is one of those cases when living on a, you know, in a different time zone than Jen really come and bite you in the ass, because it was after hours here in New York when Romolini texted me and said that our producer actually needed our show by tonight,
yes,
which is a full day earlier than we usually tape it. And can I tape really quickly? And the problem with that is I had just smoked a whole pre-roll all by myself. It was a small pre-roll. It was a mini pre-roll, but it was the whole thing.
A single serving.
And so
a single serving.
It was a single serving. And so we were like, okay, fuck it. We'll try.
Oh my God. You look so pretty though right now. You look like glowing and beautiful. Why?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I wrote about it on my brand new Substack, which is a whole thing that you all have to go, you know, subscribe to. You don't have to pay. You just have to subscribe. And then you can read Girls of a Certain Age and other Girls of a Certain Age related type topics there. But anyway, so today I wrote about this product because I went to the Jones Road store in East Hampton, New
York. Okay.
And because I really like Jones Road products, and because I also would prefer to try on a beauty product or at least see it, you know, before I buy it when I can. So I got their What the Foundation is what they call it. And it comes in this like tub, a little tub, and it looks very thick and like, you know, really like way thicker than anything you could have, you know, want to put on your skin.
Yes.
But then when you like rub your fingers together and put it on your skin, it gets really nice and the texture is really light. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes me look so much better. Like I catch myself staring at myself in the mirror today.
I mean, I could see why. Your skin is like fucking luminescent. It's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Yes, it's crazy. But I want to go back to something important. So your blog was down for like 100 days.
Yes. My blog is still down. And when this comes out, my blog may still be down.
So, I mean, people were DMing me. We had a whole conversation on the Patreon. People were on the Facebook group. People were like, where's Kim's blog? Where's Kim's blog? And it was just, you couldn't get it up. So you couldn't get it. It was broken. This is my technical knowledge.
It appears to be, no, it is so broken that like, there's like, you know, the guy who's doing it now, like really knows what he's doing. And he's like, Were any of your previous admins, like, did you end the relationships badly? Did anybody have a reason to sabotage this website? God. Because it was so fucked up in such an unusual and new way. And it's still down, and I'm posting on Substack, and as of this moment, I think odds are pretty strong that I will continue posting on Substack and make that the home of girls of a certain age. And that's something I've wanted to do for a while and have frankly been kind of chicken about doing. But this whole crash, you know, and the expense that it incurred, it's not worth it. And Substack is so cool. And all these people who I like are on it. And it's like a community that supports itself. And so it seems like the thing to do.
I feel like it's the thing to do. I'm actually really glad that your blog broke, because I know that you've been wanting to switch over for a really long time. And I think this was like an act of God. And I'm very pleased. And we'll put it in the show notes and everybody can go to Kim's Substack and, you know, be off a blog. Like, blogs are so 2010.
I mean, I understood the kitsch value of still doing a blog in the year 2023, but that doesn't mean I liked it.
No, it did have some kitsch value, though. It did. It's true. Oh, man. So how's your week going?
Well, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So far. Well, you know, Paul is usually not here on Mondays. Mm-hmm. But he was sick today. He doesn't feel good. Okay. He doesn't have COVID, but he doesn't feel good. Okay. So he stayed home. And I was so psyched he stayed home. Like, I was sorry he didn't feel good, but I was like, you know, this is great.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. Alex is out of town for the week. He's on book tour. And it's so funny because when the times when I hate him, which, you know, is marriage, the times I hate him and he goes away, I'm like, yes, this is the best. But now I'm like, I'm back in love with him recently. And like, I'm so bummed. Last night I was like, oh, I don't want you to leave. Like, do you have to? It was so sad to me. But yeah, he's away for the week. And I have a lot of television I'm going to watch on my own, which I'm very excited about.
Can you take me through some of that?
Yes. So I'm going to finish up Beef, because have you watched Beef?
I did watch the first episode of Beef and I was intrigued, but apparently not enough to continue.
Okay. So I felt the same way and I was not going to continue it. But then I watched the second and third episodes and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is a, I don't even know where it is, Hulu maybe. It's Ali Wong, who's a comedian normally, right? I mean, that's right. Like, why am I asking you? I can't. Oh my God. It's Ali Wong and she's the best. And she's an incredible actress. Like, I can't believe what she does in this role. And it's about ambition. It's about anger. It's about sort of the having a heart of darkness. It is all my shit. And it is really, really, really good. And the first couple of episodes don't do it justice.
So I should go back.
You should 100% go back. It's so, so good. And then the other thing I'm going to watch is something called Am I Being Unreasonable, which somebody told me to watch. My friend Quinn told me to watch. Have you seen this?
No, but can I want to just say something before I forget, because if the short-term memory is usually bad, it's especially bad now.
Go ahead.
There's a movie called I Think You Hurt My Feelings.
Oh, yes, 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 with Julie Louis-Dreyfus, right? And she's a writer and her husband, she finds out that her husband doesn't like her work. Is that right? Did I just make that up?
I don't know. I read like the, you know, the head and deck and first paragraph of a review and was like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting.
And it's like Nicole Hollis, you know.
Oh, that shit,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, Nicole Hollis-Center.
Who knows?
It doesn't matter.
Nobody knows. It's in the wind.
Everything is fine after hours. Nothing counts. I'm very excited about that movie. But also I feel like it's going to be
But anyway, continue with your list.
So there's Am I Being Unreasonable, which is, I think, a British show, which I haven't even seen or looked at. I don't know anything about. And that's it. That's my fucking list. I mean, there's probably more, but that's mostly my list.
I think I've talked about this show when the last season was on before, but the new season is on. So I want to mention it again because I think it is so funny. And that is The Other Two.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, yes. I do know about The Other Two, but I haven't watched it.
There's a family and there are three kids and the youngest son becomes a Justin Bieber like star when he's a teenager.
Okay.
And the mother, you know, becomes sort of a professional mom and becomes famous too. But the show is really about the two siblings.
Okay. The not famous siblings.
The not famous siblings. And it's so funny. And I was talking to Paul's son about it and he was like, he really feels like it takes on the culture of right this moment in a way that no other show does. It's ridiculous. It's just a fun show.
I want to watch that show. Well, other than that, I've been having, this is not a good conversation for Everything is Fine After Hours, but I've been having panic attacks.
Oh, Jen.
I know, man. I know. I've been having.
Tell me how they manifest. Okay. Tell me what happens.
I wake up in the middle of the night, the other night, feeling like I'm having a heart attack. No reason, like probably heartburn, but like I had some chest pains. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to get up. Maybe I'm having a heart attack. Maybe I'm having one of those lady heart attacks. You know how lady heart attacks are different than men heart attacks? You know, I don't know if they're like the secret kill. Like I thought I was having a lady heart attack. And then I had a massive panic attack over in the middle of the night. I woke up Alex and I was like, we need to go to the hospital. I'm definitely having a heart attack. And he was like, honey, I don't know if you're having a heart attack. And I was like, but I have high cholesterol. Like, don't you ever feel like that where you're like, is my heart going to explode?
I've never felt like my heart's going to explode, but I have had anxiety attacks, not many, but I had one nearing the end of my time at Lucky.
Okay.
That was so intense that when it was going on, I thought I was having a stroke.
Yes, this was so intense. And I haven't had one in a while. And this one was so intense. It was the middle of the night. And for sure I had to go to the hospital. And like, then I had the telltale panic attack, which is you just start like convulsing basically. And then you're like, oh, this is an anxiety attack. But I've never been on anti-anxiety medication or anything, but you know, sometimes I never had them until perimenopause, but now I have them. So I have them like, you know, every couple months and you never know. You never know what it's going to come until, I mean, I fucking meditate every morning. People are like, meditate, meditate, meditate. I meditate every morning for 15 minutes. It doesn't, you know, if it's coming for you, it's coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're wired that way.
Yeah. That's just the way it is. So that's been unfun. That and my sweatiness, my just general sweatiness. Those two things have been a little unfun, but that's sort of been my week. Is like anxiety, sweatiness, and now some television to look forward to.
And there's our show, Heather.
What did you do? What did you do this weekend?
Paul and I and his son went out to Sag Harbor for a few days.
Okay.
And it was really nice. And it's, you know, before, you know, it gets yucky out there and there's a certain kind of yucky it gets between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So it's nice to get out there. You know, even now, right before, it's quieter.
And yeah. Yeah.
You can still find parking in town. And
yeah. Yeah.
All of
yeah,
that.
It's about to get gross.
Yeah. It's about to get gross. But we, you know, we hung out there. We did a lot of cooking. That was super nice. Took dog walks, picked a couple of ticks off of my dog.
Oh,
I know.
Oh,
I mean, I was not the one who physically did it. We made Paul's son with his younger, surer hand do it.
Do you have a tick fear? Are you a person who has a fear of ticks?
I don't have a fear of ticks, but I will tell you there are deer in our yard every morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I just look at deer. I look at deer now and I'm just like, you're just going to kill me with Lyme disease. That's it.
You're going to kill me with Lyme disease.
They're just murderers.
And come for my dog as well. Like, get the fuck out of here. I want us to get like the gates that are there. You can get a gate so high that deer can't clear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not the prettiest.
Do you go to the beach when you go out there? Are you a beach person? We've never discussed.
I prefer the bay to the ocean.
Okay.
I'm one of those. The ocean, I find the beach to be a production and almost an ordeal.
Okay.
Like, you're at the beach, you don't have phone reception. Okay, that's okay.
Right, fine.
You know, fine, I don't have phone reception. But you have to walk a long way from where you park to get to your spot on the beach. Yeah. And then there's no bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, at many beaches, at the beaches I go to out there, there's no bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. But at the bay, there's a bathroom.
Right.
So, and also my mom likes to swim in the summer in the bay. So I often go to the bay to like keep her company while she swims.
That's nice. Yeah. I really feel I love the beach, but I have a real, I feel like I need very specific circumstances. Like I like Fire Island beaches a lot because you're mm-hmm. in your house and you walk everywhere or you ride a bike and there's no cars. There's no getting in and out of a car with sand and that whole thing.
Right.
And so I like that. Or I like a Nantucket or a Martha's Vineyard. Or, I mean, LA, like California beaches have not really done it for me. And this is, I just don't think they're very clean. I think the oceans are pretty gross. I prefer the Atlantic, but no, I would say it's a fight or the Jersey Shore. I'm a big Jersey Shore person.
Where did you go on the Jersey Shore?
My parents live in Cape May.
That's where they retired to.
Yeah. But I mean, growing up, I went to, if any listeners know Wildwood, it's Wildwood.
Even I know Wildwood.
It's Wildwood,
yeah.
But people from Philly call it Wildwood. And it is just, I mean, you have to walk. The beach is so long. You have to walk like a mile to get to the ocean from, it's so crazy. And then I went to Sea Isle City and Ocean City, which is a dry town, but that did not stop us when we were young from bringing alcohol in. Let's take a quick break from some ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're back. I'm excited that it's summer.
I'm excited that it's summer too. I mean, it's not quite summer here yet.
Well, I mean, Memorial Day, it's the official start.
I mean, I'm just so happy winter is over. I'm still like stuck on being happy winter is over and that the leaves are back on the trees. Like when the leaves come back on the trees out here,
yeah.
It makes me so happy. It just like, I look up and I'm like, you're there and you're going to be there for a few months.
That's right.
And every time it just cheers me so much. And I try not to let it like, you know, bum me out when they go away, but it always does.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bleak. Like I've said this a million times, but after Christmas, when all the holiday lights are out and it's just like bleak, the sky is white. The ground is white and it's just like, whoa, we're living in like a black and white, like film, like an existential crisis film.
You can feel that way in New York. It's true.
Totally. Well, I'm very excited because I found a very cheap sun hat that I like a lot.
From where?
It's from a place called, it's got the grossest name. It's called Wet Products. And the specific hat is called Wet Wordle.
Wet Wordle?
Wortle, like turtle, but with a W, Wortle. But it's a lifeguard's hat or also a gardener's hat. And it's like $23 and it's super cute. It's like a super cute straw sun hat and it's waterproof and it's great. And it's like a big brim. It's really nice. And it's like $23 and you could buy it from Wet Products or you could buy it from Amazon if you support Jeff Bezos because you're lazy. It's same. Shamefully should be ashamed.
I know. But is there anything in the world that's ever been as convenient as Amazon Prime?
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. But it's like you're like, I need fabric tape, shampoo, and curry spice. It's just like, how can you not, you know?
I mean, I was the other day, yesterday, or maybe even this morning, who even knows anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I really like British meat pies and things.
Okay.
You know, like I make shepherd's pie, but like I really like and crave British meat pies. And there's this amazing place in Philadelphia called Stargazy
mm-hmm.
that we go to when we're there, but there's nowhere in Brooklyn that I have found.
Okay.
But anyway, so I try to make these things at home. And one thing I tried to make was mushy peas.
Okay.
But that actually takes, you have to know what you're doing. So I found canned mushy peas. Where did I find them? Amazon, of course.
Right. Exactly. And it's just anything. And especially when you have kids, it's just, when you have a kid and it's like, I don't know, whatever, crazy hair day and you forgot and like suddenly you need like fucking, no, that's such, they do so much bullshit to you as a parent. Like the kid's like, ah, it's crazy hair day. And you're like, what kind of crazy hair do you want? And then you give them the wrong crazy hair because it's too crazy.
Oh my God.
It's just a whole thing. Well, we could also answer some listener questions.
Do you have some listener questions?
I do. Would you like to try it? We're going to try some listener questions next.
Listeners, I've been okay so far, right?
Excellent. You've been impeccable. Although I will tell you before we get into listener questions, do you know that you are one of those people who has two different text chains going on?
What do you...
You are a person who your texts come up as both email. I don't know how you've done this, as both email and your phone number. So when I am messaging you, I have to message you on two different tracks.
Oh no. I know why. Because my texts pop up on my screen of my computer.
Okay.
And I much prefer to text from my computer because I can type faster. This is a true fact about me. I never learned to type.
Yes, same.
I type with one hand with a few fingers and it takes me forever to send texts on the phone. So if I can send texts on the laptop instead, I do, but that is what is happening, I think.
Well, anyway.
I didn't know that was happening. I will exclusively text you on my phone.
Oh, I don't care. From now on. It doesn't matter. It's just like you're two people. Which Kim France is it? I don't know. Okay. Okay. All right. We have, have you ever been ghosted by a friend? And if so, how did you handle it?
I wouldn't say I was ghosted by a friend, but I mean, I was like, the phone calls stopped being returned. The emails stopped being returned.
That's ghosted.
It was pretty good. It was pretty much ghosting, but then there would be enough communication to keep it going in whatever like lame state this friendship was in. And so I just decided, you know, this person ghosts me so much, doesn't return my texts, doesn't return my emails. I'm just going to ghost her.
The ever popular spite ghost.
I spite ghosted. And it actually worked because this person took notice of the fact that I had ghosted her and made a great deal of effort. And at that point, I had decided, like, this friendship is over. This person, for many reasons that, you know, like major combo platter of reasons, this person couldn't be my friend anymore. But one of them was the fact that she never returned my texts and emails. except for a very occasionally to keep the, you know, visage of a friendship going. The visage of a friendship, the mirage of a friendship.
The mirage.
No. It's a simple word. What's the word I'm looking for? Facade.
The facade of a friendship. That's perfect. Yes, that's the word.
The facade of a friendship.
The facade.
And so I ghosted her back, and it was very satisfying because I got emails and texts from her saying, like, when can we get together? And I was just, at that point, I was done.
See, I feel like you would not be a person people ghost, because I feel like you probably have more friendships where people like you more than you like them.
That's crazy. I mean, it's nice that you think that.
That's what I think.
I've been ghosted. I had another friend who I was really, you know, who 100% ghosted me. And I didn't try to retaliate in any way, you know, but I did wonder, like, you know, why, you know, and in a way, like with romance, when you get ghosted, yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, there's this like X factor of anything can happen when you're dating.
Right.
When a friend ghosts you, you know, it's a really different thing. And I think, you know, I have felt as broken up over that type of thing with a friend as I ever have with a romantic relationship.
I have preemptively ghosted a person, but only that is only to do with like my own, usually my own insecurity. Like usually like, oh, I don't want them to get to know me that well. I don't know how to deal with conflict. So I'm going to preemptively ghost before this gets in a place that I can't handle. One thing I've been thinking about a lot is when you like a person, when you like a friend more than they like you. And I think that this is a really fucking challenging thing, because you can kind of tell that you would like to be friends more than they would like to be friends. And this has happened to me recently. And I'm like, oh God, I could tell that I'm the person who's like, oh, hang out, let's hang out. And they're like,
yeah, I know.
They're like, yeah, no, you're not at that level. I don't want you to be at that level. And there's nothing you could do about it. You just have to be like, all right, well, I guess it's not even like I suck a little. It's like, I'm not right for you in this way.
Yeah. Who knows what they're looking for?
Yeah, it's true.
But I know that feeling sucks. That feeling absolutely sucks. And we all know it.
Yeah. We all know it. I mean, and I've been on the other end of that too, where I'm like, oh, this person likes me more than I like them. That sucks. It just sucks when you're just not, when it's just not meeting, it's just not happening at the same pace.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I have nothing interesting to add to that.
That's fine. I somehow have a crayon in my hand. Like that's the other thing. That's the other thing. When you have children, you just, there's, my child hasn't colored in years. Like, I don't know why this crayon is on my desk. I really don't. They never go away.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Okay. All right. Okay. What makes your life remarkable?
Okay. That's hard to answer seriously.
Yes.
That's hard to answer seriously.
Yes.
But if I had to think about the things that make my life remarkable to me, like the things that, like, my relationship, this podcast, my family of origin, and the dog.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah, that's hard to answer like, oh, let me look at my bio, you know? But yeah, I think similarly, my family of origin, as you know, as messed up as it might be, has made my life very remarkable. My siblings, my sister was in town last week for like one night, and
oh wow,
it was like I just wanted to see her for so much longer. I was trying to like do everything. I'm like, oh, let's go, let's go get martinis and French fries, but let's also come home and hang out and let me show you my new couch. Like it was just, I was so desperate to like pack as much in. I had like 6 hours with her. I mean, you know, I married well in many regards. I married an interesting man. I have an interesting and wonderful child who delights me. I have a couple of pets I like, and as everybody knows, one I don't. Our friendship, my friendships in my life make my life remarkable. I don't know. I think my life exceeded my expectations, I think.
What an amazing thing to be able to say.
Yeah. If I really would have looked out at like, you know, 15, it exceeded my expectations. You know, it's a lot of bullshit, but still.
Yeah, definitely my life exceeded my expectations at 15.
Yeah, right? Right? Like you had like I didn't want to be the president. So like I didn't have to, you know, I wasn't one of those kids. It was like, yeah, I'm going to, or also one of those kids who was like, I'm going to be rich. I was not one of those. I just.
No, I wasn't one of those either.
No, I just wanted to live an interesting life. And I did. This is not a question I think either of us can answer at all, but it is on here as a question. Who has traveled with a tour group for women by themselves and how did it turn out? Have you ever traveled in a tour group?
No, I've never traveled in a tour group.
Do you have travel buddies?
When I was single, there was someone I traveled with.
Okay. Okay. I actually do. I have like travel buddies in waiting. Like I have traveled.
That's cool.
Like I know that when I am not active, active parenting, I will have friends who are definitely going to want to travel together.
That's great.
And I'm very excited about that. I think you will travel with me, actually.
I will travel with you.
We will have some fun.
I will travel with you.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Copenhagen.
Oh, we're 100% going to Copenhagen. Okay, here's another question. What are your favorite lesser known color combinations?
I love that one. And I have some.
Oh, good. All right, let's go.
Okay. Yellow and gray.
Excellent. Excellent color combination.
Right. Blue and black, the right blue and the right blue.
Oh my God. That's also good. Wow.
Red. I mean, this one isn't so underknown, but I think it's underappreciated. Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue. I like red and black stripes, I think is a good red. I have a good red and black striped dress.
Do you know that in college, for one of my years of college, I became obsessed with red and black clothes and would only wear red and black?
No, I did not know that. That's amazing. I did not know that. But when I was in Iceland, I was in residence with a German woman, a German doctor, who only had clothes that were red, black, and white. All of her, everything,
wow.
Everything. And she was just like, well, it makes getting dressed so much easier. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm going to say pink and red. I like the combination of pink and red together.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Good.
Chef's kiss.
Good summary. Good summary combination. I don't think I have any other things to add to this beginning of summer podcast episode to you. That was the last question.
Do I? No, I'm just amazed that I made it to the finish line. I'm excited.
You really did. You really did. And we went through every single one of our things. Oh, I guess I should say, I think we're going to have a live event on Patreon this week, the week that this podcast episode comes out. If you haven't gone over to our Patreon, it's patreon.com/everythingisfine. It's $3 to join or more than that to join. There are many different tiers. You can look around. And we've been blogging there. We've been having some fun blogging there. We've done one special episode there, but we're going to do more next month. And we're going to do a live event over Zoom this week. So join us on Patreon this week.
Join us. It's getting really fun on the Patreon.
It's fun on the Patreon. Okay. Well, Kim France, we made it almost episode of the show. Thanks for listening to Everything is Fine. We're your hosts. I'm Jen Romolini.
And I'm Kim France.
If you like the show, please subscribe and also rate and review it on all the platforms, especially Apple Podcasts. It really helps people find the show. Like I just said, if you want to support the production of the show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/everythingisfine. It really helps us keep the lights on. If you want to follow us on social media, we're on Facebook with a robust and private Facebook group. We're on Instagram at EIF Podcast. You can find Kim on her not blog, on her Substack. What is it? KimFrance.substack.com?
Yeah, KimFrance.substack.com.
You can find me at tinyletter.com/Jennifer Romolini. The show is mixed and produced by the great Natalie Rivera. Natalie, enjoy your vacation. Thank you for doing this last minute. And we'll be back next week.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall.
Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.